It's just past 8 in the morning, and as the light show begins in the kitchen, Malcolm Donald goes over to his computer and fiddles with its music player.
Well, is it time to put on Dancing Queen? You have to do something to make it a little more tolerable, and I've been putting on a little disco music.
What just a few minutes ago was a well-lit kitchen now is filled with flashing light. The Reason stands some 1,900 feet away in the form of a 400-foot wind turbine at the town's wastewater treatment plant called Wind One. Some neighbors allege the noise from the turbine is making them sick. Donald feels fine, but what he does have is this shadow flicker, which creates a strobe light effect on the neighborhood as the sun rises behind the moving blades.
Why we should have to be exposed to this? Somebody's put up a machine. I mean, we've been living here for 20 years, and now all of a sudden we have flashing lights in the morning.
The intense flashing can make reading, watching television, and even having a conversation a challenge. A good analogy might be to imagine trying to read a book in a moving car as the sun flashes through the trees. Donald says at this time of year, the flashing continues for about a half hour. 2 years ago, that wouldn't have been much of a problem, but last year, Donald and his wife installed a half dozen new windows in the rear of the house in an effort to eat breakfast with the sunlight.
We've just done major renovations, taken out a couple of walls and opened it up so we can live here and enjoy the sunshine. And now the sunshine is flashing at us.
Opponents of wind turbines typically give a range of reasons for their opposition. There's talk about alleged human and animal health effects, questions about connecting to the electricity grid, and concerns about cost, industrial accidents, property values, and general noise. David McGlinchey of the nonpartisan Manomet Center for Conservation Studies in Plymouth says shadow flicker often is another source of concern, but more of an annoyance.
As far as we know, there are no health effects associated with flicker. On the other hand, if that's your house and it's occurring when you want to eat breakfast, it's an impact. It's a nuisance.
In recent wind debates on Cape Cod, there's been confusion about shadow flicker. Some speakers have said it can cause epileptic seizures. Heather Goldstone, WCAI's science editor, says that's unlikely to be a problem in Falmouth.
I've seen two studies that directly address whether shadow flicker from wind turbines can cause seizures. They both conclude that the only risk comes from small turbines that turn quickly enough to cause shadows to flicker at least 3 times per second. At their fastest, the blades on Falmouth Wind 1 interrupt the sunlight once every second and a half, so it's just not fast enough to be a risk.
For Malcolm Donald, the primary reason he opposes Falmouth's wind turbines is because his neighbors say sound from Wind 1 is making them sick. But even flicker, he says, is reason enough to stop wind projects near neighborhoods. But to his aggravation, when he makes such a suggestion, the reaction he often gets from wind advocates is skepticism and indifference.
You know, get over it. You know, you'll get used to it. It's maddening. A small segment of the population shouldn't have to sacrifice for the good of, you know, the entire community.
Unlike noise complaints, the source and scope of which are highly debated, shadow flicker is an impact turbine developers say can be predicted by computer modeling and often avoided or at least mitigated. But so far, Donald says he's received little comfort from being advised to cover his windows, grow more trees in his yard, and to keep his lights on in order to reduce the flicker. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran in Falmouth.